Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
What's going on, everybody? It's Physical Friday, and this week we've got Connor here. Connor takes care of the podcast. He edits, he makes it awesome, and if you haven't met him, here he is right here. Connor also helped me to create, make, and publish the deck of cards, for which I gave him a deck of cards so that he can stay in shape. And but Connor has a story about his experience with a deck of cards. So you were telling me about the deck of cards, and then you had some questions about working out. So maybe we can address those.
So I did the deck of cards. I think I did push-ups, air squats, burpees, and sit-ups, which is kind of like a little bit of every part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I got through it, and it wasn't really that bad. And the next day, I got up and could barely move any part of my body. And it's one thing if like my legs are sore, it's like whatever, I can deal with that. But my legs would be sore and I like sit down and my arms would be sore. And so I guess like one question I have is like, A, is that should you only work out one part at a time, or like what's the process to get through that?
All right. So first of all, good job on doing the deck of cards. There's a lot of ways that you can do the deck of cards. And if you're getting so sore by doing the deck of cards, whether it's you or anybody else, maybe you need to stair step into it just a little slower. So probably on the deck of cards you did, for your face cards, maybe that was 10,
yeah,
right? So the aces, maybe you were doing 11, and maybe you did something for the jokers. Well, it's really easy to, scale that back just a little bit. So for the face cards, instead of 10, you could do 1 or you could do 5. That's going to knock the numbers down. I mean, there's 4 face cards in every suit. There's 4 suits. So that's 16. That's 1600 or 160. That's 160. That's 160 reps. So instead of doing the 160 reps, you could make each one of those 1, and then there'd be 4 suits and 4. Instead of the 160 reps, you'd be doing 16 reps, mm-hmm. right? So you know, that's going to knock it back significantly. And maybe that's the first time you do the deck of cards. Maybe you finish that deck of cards, you're like, man, I feel like I barely did anything. That's cool. Leave with a little in the tank. And then next time, do 5s, right? And then maybe you'll be ready for the full thing. But don't let that scare you and be like, damn, I don't want to do another deck of cards. I was sore for a week. Okay, just back it off a little bit and adjust those numbers to something that you're comfortable with. But as far as like, you know, should you just do one body part, or I mean, that's kind of like the old style bodybuilding thing. You know, today is back and biceps, and tomorrow's, you know, chest and thighs, and you know, you had all these things, and it obviously works because people built amazing physiques like that. Personally, when you know, I train for life, right? I want to be good at fishing. I want to be able to go and work in the yard. I want to be able to do stuff with my kids. And typically when you have an activity, say you're going to go play football, or you're going to work in the yard, and you're going to have to carry a bunch of stuff, and you're going to have to be bending over, and you're going to have to, you know, be digging with a shovel, and you're going to have to be doing whatever, or you're going to be, you know, doing something with your kids. Typically it involves your whole body, right? So I kind of think that I want to work out my whole body. I don't do like leg specific things. I don't do arm specific things. I do a workout for everything. And some days you're going to be kind of sore all over. But again, if you're too sore and you're sore all over, then you went too much, too soon, too fast, right? So just back off a little bit, leave a little bit in the tank, and then you're, you know, you want to come back. You don't want to start working out and being so sore that it's the worst thing that you could ever imagine doing again. That's too much, too soon. Now, in a couple of weeks, you probably handle that workload without being sore almost at all. But at first, when you're doing something new, especially like the deck of cards, if you've never done that before, just go in kind of easy and stair step your way up. That's what I would suggest.
Okay. And so like one thing too, I didn't do any stretching before or after. Would that have helped? Probably.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you're young, you know, young youth. Youth is an amazing thing. Youth goes a long way. So, I do suggest stretching. I do, suggest both a stretching warm up and then kind of a dynamic warm up on top of that. So a stretching warm up is like static stretching. Like you bend down, you touch your toes. You do some other stretches. I have a whole routine that I do before anything. And then after that, I'm going to start moving. I'm going to do 10 push-ups. I'm going to do 10 sit-ups. I'm going to do 10 pull-ups. I'm going to do 10 GHD sit-ups. I'm going to get on the bike and I'm going to ride the bike a little bit. I'm going to do a ski erg a little bit. And, you know, not real extensive, but I'm getting everything moving. I'm getting everything moving. I'm getting all my muscles activated. I'm getting ready for something else so that when you just go in cold, it's very easy to hurt yourself. It's very easy to not get your best out of that workout because your body's not ready for it. I mean, like, you know, you ever see like a guy that like Mike Tyson or a heavyweight boxer or the UFC fighters, when they come into the ring, they've already got a full sweat. Like they look like they've already gone, half a fight.
Yeah.
Because they've been in their training room training, ready to go, because they don't want to go out there and experience this lactic acid flood. It's a terrible feeling. Like you get out there and you're like, oh no, like this is really a bad thing. There's too much lactic acid comes in all of a sudden. If you prime your body a little bit, get it moving, get some dynamic moving going on, you won't experience that so bad. So I think it's more pleasurable. It takes more time and you do have to kind of respect the warm up and you have to kind of make sure that you get that in. And when you only have a few minutes to get a workout in, you're a busy person, you're trying to get it in. A lot of people neglect the warm up, but I think the warm up is an essential part of it. I think that the warm up is a place where maybe if you're working on a skill, like maybe you're not good at pull ups, you're trying to increase your pull up numbers. You know, that's a place where you put it in every day. I'm going to do a couple pull-ups every day in the warm-up. And then maybe there'll be pull-ups in the workout too. But I'm going to do it consistently every day in the warm-up. And that's a place where you're going to get better at that movement. You're going to get stronger at that movement. And you're also going to get yourself ready to go for whatever the workout is that day.
Cool.
All right. Okay. Warm-up. Deck of cards. Stretching. And soreness. Covered it all. All right, that's Physical Friday for today. Come back next week. Connor may have another question about his extreme soreness. All right, see ya.